Welcome to today's episode of Bridges and Beans,
the podcast about nothing. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Sam. Let's get weird. Get, like, you know, rights and stuff. Are you dumb?
Rights and stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
Speaking of rights, you have to stop. Women do have the right to vote, Andrew.
I'm going to stop this one. Because I'm pretty sure that's how you started the other one.
Something about probably is. Women,
so,
You're just, if you weren't so misogynistic, I wouldn't have to say anything. You
literally,
know?
We're talking about
rights.
I said Hawaii was
and
a
the
state,
women's suffrage
and
movement.
You said Hawaii was a territory.
It's, you know, it's your word against mine. And... So, speaking of Hawaii, let's talk about travel today. So that you can't defend yourself against nothing anymore. So yeah, travel is something we haven't talked about. I'm not like a big like travel. There's no light on the ceiling, buddy. I'm not a big like travel guy. That was really funny. I have a light switch in the room that we're in and there's no light on the ceiling. So I don't know what he thought was going to happen there. I do have a small light here. So let's, that better?
Yeah. Let's see your beautiful face.
Thanks. I'm not a huge like travel guy or anything like that. I have a lot of places I'd like to go, but it's not like a thing for me, you know? Like, I have a lot of places I'd like to see, but I feel like some people could just drop everything and travel for a year. Well, that sounds interesting. I don't know if I could do it.
I think I could.
You could?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I technically have.
I feel like road trip around the United States, yes. But
like a full-on like travel the world type thing,
I don't know that I'd be able to do.
World is different because there's so many different extra things to it. I think I would easily, pick up and just go spend a little bit of time in, I don't know, multiple states for weeks at a time, and then and then move on.
How many states have you been to? Do you know the number off the top of your head, or
a lot? I've probably been to
visited, stayed in, drove through.
Yeah, I mean, I know the for sure ones that I haven't, Hawaii and Alaska.
Good start.
I haven't been to Washington State or Oregon. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho,
I can see the gears turning there.
Mississippi.
You're all over the map.
I would say I've been to 35
okay.
of 50 states.
Okay. You named about 12 there that you hadn't been to.
I've been to pretty much every state in the Northeast. Yeah.
In Rhode Island.
Lived in Rhode Island.
Oh, you lived in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Cool.
Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Maine,
New Hampshire,
all those. Yeah, we've been to all those because we have
family. So the entirety of New England.
Yep.
Pretty much all the 13 colonies then, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Keeping it
colonial.
Keeping
it colonial.
And everything on the East Coast I've been. Some of those Midwestern ones I think are the only ones that I really haven't gone to. But
like the Ohio's and Indiana's and Illinois and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably drove through. Now, you know what? I've been to Missouri multiple times, and I've driven there once. So I think, honestly, I could probably put that we went through Kentucky, Ohio.
Did you, or do you think you did?
We definitely went through at least Kentucky and Indiana. So, yeah, 35, to be safe.
Wow.
35. Okay. What about you?
Mine's a lot less. PA, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, obviously, Georgia as well. Where am I at? Ohio, Indiana, Minnesota, stopped in Minnesota.
I've been in Minnesota. I've been on a flight
to California.
So you're on Minnesota.
I was on Minnesota. Minnesota, have not been to any of the other lake states like Michigan or Wisconsin or anything like that. Haven't been anywhere like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. Never went there. Texas, California.
Those are ones you haven't been to?
No, I have been. Sorry, I have been to Texas, California, both band trips. Hawaii is the big one for me that I've been to. Other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I named damn near all of them. Hmm. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of the travels for band trips, yeah. Honestly.
Do you have a least favorite state that you've ever been to?
Least favorite state? No, I have a least favorite airport, and that would be Atlanta. It is the absolute worst in the world.
Atlanta is not a fun airport.
Ugh. I was sweaty, which isn't new, but like I was extra sweaty there because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So many people around, just it was an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. But you know, flying places like that, you're only stopped. We only stay in the airport for a little bit of time. I've driven through Georgia a few times, so I like. But the parts of Georgia I've driven through are the swampy areas, like near Savannah, near mm-hmm. the coast, where everything smells like a hot bag of garbage. So that's not great. Right. That's not great. But I would like to see other parts. I lied. Liz and I went to Jasper, Georgia, in the mountains for our 1 year anniversary trip. That was that place was really nice. We liked that a lot. Nice little different area, you know, to go to and kind of see and hike and all the other stuff that you do on the honeymoon trips that your wife drags you along for.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. That was last episode, which she didn't even post yet. So sorry if you're listening. The other place that I hated, really not a big fan of Ohio. There's not a lot going on mm-hmm. there, man. It is flat as can be. Main reason we went was to go to Canton, see the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's other reasons I went, but that was the big one. Canton's really cool.
Nice
area. Well, not nice area, but it's a really cool place to mm-hmm. see a Hall of Fame.
I have multiple states that I don't like.
Name them.
My least favorite state of all time is Connecticut.
Hope we don't have any listeners in Connecticut.
Because we drove up there. The last time I drove up to Massachusetts, and it'll be the last time that I drive in the near future, is just the construction. We went through Connecticut. What you would think, 11 p.m. to 12 p.m., 11 p.m. midnight, and we got stuck in Connecticut for 3 hours. And that was about 2 hours and 55 minutes too long for me.
Wow.
So Connecticut, hate Connecticut. I'm sure it's a nice place other than the main highway that goes through it. Second least favorite, just because I think it was so boring to drive through, because I've driven cross country technically 3 times.
Yeah.
And Arkansas, it's just so boring.
Arkansas seems pretty boring.
Just very boring. And it's followed up by even more boring is Oklahoma. I don't dislike Oklahoma as much, but Arkansas would probably just a very lame. Other than that, New York.
Yeah, we went
because of New York sports.
We went to New York City, and man, I hate
driving through New York City.
I'm going to take everything back I said before. A place I like the least, I hated New York City.
Yeah,
hated it. It's just not my place.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are things I could find I like to do.
Yeah,
but
well, you met Meredith there, right?
I did meet Meredith from the office. That was a really cool moment. We got to go to Little Italy. Like, there's really cool small parts.
Yeah,
but if those small parts were outside of the city,
be much better.
I would have liked them a lot better. It was just everything put together. There is literally scaffolding underneath every single building. So you're walking on a sidewalk and there's like construction happening on every single, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Like, why can't we just stop doing construction for a minute? Like, I don't know. It's just everything. We walked 18 miles that day. It was a rough day for me.
Yeah. That New York's not my favorite. Driving through, I've driven through multiple times.
New York City or New York State?
Ooh. New York City, yeah.
Driving through the city.
And depending on which way you go, so going up there the past 2 times, we made the mistake of going, you go through New Jersey and you kind of see MetLife Stadium
mm-hmm.
and then you see New York and then going over the George Washington Bridge. And I mean, just not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun. They charge you an arm and a leg and a toll.
Just to get in there.
It stinks. Yeah. The traffic is terrible.
Yep. There's poop in boxes in the subway.
Yeah, I mean, just not my place. So
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal.
But later on, there's a place in New York that I want to go to more than anything. So I know we're going to talk about that later of kind of like destination. So I'll keep that down a little bit. But
that's fine.
I know you have
another. Jersey's also not great. I mean, Jersey, we used to go to my cousins that we were closest to lived out there. The Bakers. And we'd go and visit them.
They were Bakers?
No, that's my last name. Oh. Sorry for the confusion. I should have prefaced that. It was my dad's best friend in high school growing up. They married sisters. So kind of neat. They got to stay friends, you know, after everything. We go visit them pretty much yearly when they live. They lived in a few different places, including Indiana when I was super young.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ohio at one point. I can't remember if that was before or after I came around. But they're currently in Florida. But we got to visit them in Jersey several times. Where they stayed was really, really nice. Like, where they lived was really nice. The beach, you know, it's not great. It's a North Atlantic beach, so it's pretty much what you expect.
Yep.
but we had fun just because of who we were with. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't because, like, the beach was, like, glorious or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm much more of a – if I'm going to a beach north of North Carolina, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not where I want to be.
Yeah.
North Carolina beaches are gorgeous and – I love them and everything, but have you been outside of the country? Because I have not. Like, like I said before, Hawaii, but that only technically counts because they are a state, but everything going on in there, it's they still are very into their culture. They're still very, very strong with their roots. So
it almost feels like a different country.
It feels like a different country in certain aspects, but then you get to the touristy parts. Honolulu, there's a lot of touristy stuff going on. Mm. So they try to make... you know, howlies, as they call them, feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's their derogatory term for mainlanders.
What is it?
Howley, H-A-O-L-E. That's what they call it a few times by some people, I'm sure, said it under their breath, because everybody we saw was all in the tourist industry. So they were all very pleasant, very nice. We were just a bunch of kids, so I'm sure they hated us, but I loved it. Fell in love with the place, fell in love with the culture and everything, but... So it really essentially was kind of going to a different country, but have you been anywhere? I think you guys went to Costa Rica.
We did the Dominican Republic for our honeymoon. So that, out of the country, that was a really fun time. I mean, we're on a resort, so we didn't get to really experience the country.
That's true.
But just, you can tell it's a third world country outside of the resort.
Yeah.
Like those typical places are, I'm sure, you know. Like, I've been to Cozumel, Mexico, too. And outside of that first road, right after you get off the cruise ship, I mean, third world country. So, but those countries are cool. That it's weird because you have some first world countries that I think really dislike America.
There's a few,
and then you have some third world countries. And it was just really cool to meet people. Like, we actually, in Dominican, we met a guy that played minor league baseball for the Rangers for the Hickory Crawdads lived in North Carolina for, like, 4 years.
Cool.
So, and he's like, he was talking to us about, he's played against the Dash and at Dash Stadium. He did some spring training stuff at the Greensboro Grasshopper. So it was cool to meet someone that was from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. But familiar with.
And so, so that was cool. Cozumel, Mexico, we only spent one day there, but, that was cool. So I guess you could say that was out of the country.
Anywhere in Europe?
Two places in Europe. We've been to, my first out of country was Belgium.
Oh, I want to go to Belgium.
Love Belgium. Nothing like a Belgian waffle in the U.S. You can't compare. I had a Belgian waffle 2 times a day for every 18 days that I was out there. Was awesome. We stayed in Brussels in downtown.
Did you have any Brussels sprouts?
No, did not have any Brussels sprouts.
Fresh from the motherland.
Yep. right down the road from the Grand Place, which is like their, I guess, White House-esque royalty living.
The house for their capital.
Basically. Yeah,
Was that within the capital area?
Yeah, and then I was actually out there when they did a coronation of a new king, which does not happen often. So I happened to experience literally a parade with all different things.
Wow,
Belgium. and they had like their all their like military force, like each branch. Yeah, it was cool. And then Spain, and so I got to do Barcelona. But we stayed in
Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona. And we got to stay.
Did you go to Ibiza? Did you go to Ibiza?
No.
That's where the parties are at in Spain, apparently.
Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Oh, well, I don't say it like that because I don't speak Spanish, so I don't speak with the lisp. But we stayed in Catalonia, which is more of like towards the Pyrenees Mountains. And we stayed in the foothills of the Great Pyrenees Mountains.
Cool.
So, that's yeah, pretty neat. So love Europe.
You've been a few places.
Yep.
And you're still this dumb.
And this uncultured.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, I've always wanted to go to a lot of places like that, but yeah, man, Hawaii, it's always going to have a special, special place in my heart. We were only there for like 5 days. Our marchmate got invited to perform at the 50th anniversary parade of their statehood. That was 2009. So they became a state in 59, 14 years after the end of World War II. Mm-hmm. So, they're not a fan, but you know, it was kind of inevitable with our military base being there and all the stuff that happened, obviously with Pearl Harbor and everything. So we had a pretty significant presence there. Again, the people, true native Hawaiians, aren't fans of all the change and everything, but I'm sure it's positively impacted a lot of people. That's all we saw as tourists going there, but I tried to, especially afterwards, learn as much about the culture and everything as I could, just because I, again, fell in love with the people, fell in love with how they live and what they do, and just it's an amazing place. Got to see a lot of cool stuff. Got to march right through downtown Honolulu,
nice,
which isn't like a downtown like city, like their own place. Like they have some building, bigger buildings and everything, but it's so much different because like the beach is right there. We're coming through and our drumline's playing, killing it. And we got like surfers coming up with their surfboard from the beach, like walking up next to the road. So cool. Like, cause they heard the music and they wanted to see what was going on. So really neat stuff. They have a big Polynesian cultural center, which kind of educates you about all of, not all of, but probably most of the tribes and smaller countries within the area of Polynesia, which is the Polynesian Triangle goes from Hawaii down to New Zealand and up to probably Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, there's a few in that area. And learning about all those was super neat too. So there's a lot of respect for culture there and respect for people, respect for nature. This this entrenched in respect. And I thought that was really neat. So that's a place I need to go back to at some point in my life. I'm absolutely going to.
Yeah.
Maybe for like a, you know, Liz and I have travel plans for various honeymoons and stuff and or honeymoons, anniversaries, you know, for our second and third marriage that we're going to have, for our anniversaries that we're going to have, we're hoping to make bigger plans out of it.
Yeah.
I know it's we'll kind of talk about other like big bucket list type stuff later, but, it's a lot of fun. Have you ever been to Canada?
I haven't. And that's on one.
Cause like that's I've actually been to Niagara Falls, but I went to the New York side because Niagara Falls is essentially split between Buffalo and whatever else is up there.
Yeah,
but
I almost got to go to Vancouver.
On Northwest.
Yeah, I almost got to go to Vancouver, but that fell through because my lacrosse coach was the head coach of the Spain national team, and they had a World 2014 – or maybe 2016 world tournament for their men's just
in
their,
Vancouver.
No, it was in Budapest, Hungary.
Oh, okay.
And so he invited me to come help him coach that, which would have been awesome. The only thing I had to pay for was my flight. Flight over there is about $1,500.
That sounds right.
So I was waiting, and then he said, and then once we get done there, we have a week off, and then we're having the U19 Worlds in Vancouver. I would love for you to come do that. Everything be paid for except for your flight. And to Northwest, Southwest, I guess, Canada, if you want to,
It is,
Southwest. It's Canada. Weird thinking of it that way.
Yeah, right.
But, Southwest Canada. That total turned into close to 3,000 real quick.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting a job and wasn't able to take it off. So almost had the chance to, would love to go to Canada. Cool. But yeah, I've had a lot of opportunities to go. Like almost went to Israel to play for lacrosse.
Israel would be
really neat. They had like a student leadership thing where you could play, but you also were doing service work while out there. So had a lot of opportunities, just never capitalized on them.
How many states have you lived in? Lived to me is like you went there with the intent of being there for a decent period of time. Like you had to get a place, you had to like not like, oh, I'm just had to traveling through, figure out stay with my buddy for a month. Like
even growing up?
Yeah.
So lived in Arizona, grew up in Arizona, lived in Lubbock, Texas for 6 months, lived in Narragansett, Rhode Island for 8 months.
What a culture shock that had to be.
Yeah.
Texas to Rhode Island.
Arizona to Rhode Island, just in general. Then we moved to North Carolina. '03, I think, when we finally stopped here and lived in North Carolina pretty much majority. I moved to California for 4 months at one point.
Your intent was to stay there longer, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I got a coaching job and I had the opportunity. I was intending to stay there at minimum 4 months.
Okay.
And just the housing plan and the opportunities for coaching, it would have been tough to stay out. So financially, I moved back home.
Yeah.
So technically, California, Arizona, Texas, Rhode Island, North Carolina. It's 5 total states.
Cool.
5 total states that I've lived in.
Just 2 for me.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, North Carolina.
Pennsylvania, North Carolina.
Diverse.
Pennsylvania for the first, 24 years of my life, and North Carolina for the last 4.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yep. I was in PA a long time, buddy. It's one thing I had was, that foundation of I knew where home was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew where that really impacted my identity, obviously. Like,
yeah.
Travel can impact your identity for sure. Mm-hmm. It affected, for example, going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I hit on this anytime I talk to anybody because it truly impacted my life. I you start listening to the music and understanding it. And if you truly, like, it's not just like, I got a tattoo from there because it was cool. Like it's different than that. It's truly trying to understand the culture and respect the culture and respect the people and understand how they live and work and how they view the rest of the world. Like all of that stuff is just so incredible to me. So that was the beginning of me starting to open up my worldview, going to Hawaii. I'm a very homebody type guy. Mm-hmm. I only went to most of these places because of the band trips.
Yeah.
That is the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was just us, obviously a bunch of high schoolers, a bunch of chaperones and stuff, but we had a good time. We were those dorks that clapped when the plane landed because we had most of the plane tickets per plane. Like we had to take 2 or 3 because our band was so
big. Yeah.
So we chartered like 3 planes and we took most of the seats. And so obviously we're going to be high schoolers and be stupid and clap when the plane lands, but
everyone's like, we're gonna clap.
Oh yeah. Clap. And then everybody else on the plane absolutely hated us. For the most part, we were good. Had a plane ride with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
With him?
Yeah, he was on one of our planes. That was pretty cool.
Did they make an announcement?
No, everybody just saw him though, because we all knew him because we grew up watching Bill Nye the Science Guy. So
did everyone
recognize him?
Everyone choreographically, Bill. Bill.
No.
And then you had the one
geek kid. Chaperone shut that down pretty quick. They weren't having that. A few kids went up to him and everything. I'm not one of those people. If I see somebody famous, I know. I'm like, I'll let them go. The incident with Meredith was awkward as all get out because my wife, God love her, she chose to try to. I didn't want to bug her. She was with her husband or guy friend, whoever he is. She tried to take a sneaky, you're 6'1", honey, you're not sneaky. Try to take a sneaky selfie from kind of probably 10 feet away from her.
Akko Taco.
Like, do like this, like take a picture of us and her husband. He didn't have to call her out like this, but he did. He was like, you just want me to take a picture instead of being creepy? It was like, ugh.
Oh, that's the like, only,
not anymore.
That's the only way you call someone out.
Why would you do that, man?
No,
we respect your wife's work. We just like I wasn't gonna do anything.
Yeah.
But
did you cry? You cried.
I cried a little bit on the inside. Guys, take an awesome picture with her though. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, traveling. I love road trips.
Yeah.
For me, road trips are a ton of fun. My wife and I have taken a ton of them. Just mostly because we're traveling back and forth from here to PA. But like even before we moved down here, we had a couple vacations with her family. We drove separately from PA. So she and I got to learn a lot about each other in the car for that long.
Yeah.
Long trips, man.
Yep.
Some of them, like one was Ocean Isle Beach. So that was a pretty long trip. Can't remember if we stopped in Virginia.
That's what, 6 hours?
What? From here?
Ocean Isle.
And I don't know from here, but from Pennsylvania, it's like 14.
Oh, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, we're talking about from PA.
Yeah, no, I was thinking.
Probably close to 12.
Okay.
12 hours, so. Probably about 5 hours from here.
Yeah.
Nice place, though, but, like, she and I learned a lot about each other
on
that trip. And, you know, this year we're going to do topsail, so that's going to be not bad. A few hours.
Yeah.
Three, maybe. Not a bad trip for us, but... longest road trip I think she and I took, I want to say from, I feel like we drove to Florida before from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oof.
Pretty sure. It was a lengthy trip.
That sounds horrendous.
A lengthy trip.
Horrendous.
Either to visit my aunt and uncle down there. Went to see my mom that way. Most of the time went to see my mom when she was go through cancer was via plane, but I want to say, excuse me, Lordy, I want to say that was it. That it was the longest one. What's the longest one you've done? I mean, going, being everywhere you were. Did you guys take like family vacations and stuff like whenever you were going, whenever you were living in the southwestern United States?
When we were younger. And I guess this could play into it, but I don't remember it a ton. I remember seeing videos and pictures, but I don't remember it personally. But when we were younger, we would used to go to a place in Mexico called Puerto Penasco.
I was
and
like,
Puerto Penasco, Puerto Penasco.
I don't think Puerto is a thing.
I don't think so either. So I'm trying to remember it, but so yeah, we used to do that a couple times a year. Because my dad had several siblings at that point that lived in Phoenix as well. So
that wasn't like a far drive for you then?
I think it was like 6 hours, okay. Maybe. I don't remember. I was a kid.
Right.
Less than seven. So I really don't remember. At that point, time is a figment of your imagination. Yeah, I can't remember exactly how long. But, I mean, as an adult, I drove cross-country by myself to California, so... and I did that.
Yeah, that's a pretty long trip.
I did that total in excluding the one day that I stopped to see my mother in Oklahoma that put me out of the way like 2 hours. I did 11 to 12 hours a day by myself.
And you were talking about PA to Florida being a long trip? My God,
When you're with someone, someone by myself, the first 2 days were not bad. After that, it was like,
oh, I would have started going crazy.
It was like beating the pavement. But then at that point, so the first 2 days, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, and then the next day,
Tennessee's another state I've been to.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Yeah.
The next one,
Oklahoma. Oklahoma took a long time.
Yeah.
Got pulled over in Oklahoma City.
Attaboy.
What'd
you do in Oklahoma City?
Was just driving behind a 18-wheeler and this SUV whipped out behind me and pulled me over and was like, hey, you're following that car pretty close. Can you get in my vehicle with me? I was like, okay. Apparently there's a following distance rule.
Are you
kidding? And typically people that are like smuggling things will just trail at 18-wheeler. And I told him, you know, I'm going to coach lacrosse in Northern California. I coached at the high school that Aaron Rodgers went to, Pleasant Valley in Chico, California. And he goes, and I was like, yeah, it's where Aaron Rodgers went. He goes, oh, I hate the Packers. So that was, but anyways, yeah, then we got into Texas.
Poorly timed name dropper.
Yeah. But after that, New Mexico and Arizona were absolutely beautiful to drive through. So after that point, it wasn't too bad. We're going to talk a little bit more, I think, in the next part about kind of like travel wish, like where we want to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Dream places. So
parlay some of this into that.
A sword fight. Nope. A sword fight.
If you're listening to our show and thinking, man, I wish they would talk more about fishing. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. But what I can do for you is send you over to youtube.com and type in Marty Schultis. That's M-A-R-T-Y space S-H-O-L-T-I-S. Easily the most underrated fishing videos on YouTube. He does great work with a little chest camera that he uses. Puts all the videos together himself. Does little voiceovers and stuff here and there. Honestly, some of the best imagery I've seen out of a fishing video really gives you that personal experience if that's something you haven't done in a while, maybe that you missed. Super nostalgic, super fun, some great catches along the way. You really don't want to miss it. Again, go to youtube.com and type in Marty Schultis. It's M-A-R-T-Y space S-H-O-L-T-I-S for the best fishing videos on YouTube.
We're back. You weren't, but it's okay. Travel.
Yeah, talking about moving and shaking and point A to point B and how do you get there.
Places we want to travel to.
Yeah, we talk a lot about where we've been.
Yeah.
Let's talk about where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, like in life. Not in life, but at least geographically speaking, where we'd like to go. For me, like, obviously, I want to travel to Europe.
Okay, let's fairly start a little bit closer by.
Okay, fine.
Let's start locale. So within a state or two.
Okay.
Do you have anywhere within a state or two that you're like, I would love to go to?
I'm in the South, man. No.
No, there's
nowhere. South isn't big for me. I've been to most of the places to go to in the South. You know, I've been to Charlotte. I've been to Charleston.
No one wants to go to Charlotte.
Charlotte ain't bad. I like Charlotte. NASCAR Hall of Fame's there. Did not go to. Been to Charlotte, been to Charleston, been to Columbia. Columbia's actually not bad.
Hate Columbia.
You hate Columbia?
It's Columbia, South Carolina is...
I liked it.
The armpit of the South.
Ooh, yeah, wee, that's rough.
I've been there multiple times.
All right.
It's just not
I've fun. Been to most of the beaches in, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. I've been to the mountains in North Carolina. So, like, I've been all over North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I've seen pretty much everything there is to see here. Going north, I mean, Virginia's relatively boring, minus a few, you know, national forests and stuff, and like the beach isn't great.
We did Roanoke for a day trip. It was a cool place.
Roanoke ain't bad.
A day trip. That's all it's worth.
Yeah.
I'm not staying multiple days.
Driven through Whitfield more times than I can count.
Yeah.
Again, not a lot going on there.
No.
Outside their national parks and stuff, like Jefferson National Forest Park, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Really cool place to see, drive through. Driven through that several times. It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really pretty, really scenic, but you don't want to stay there too long.
Yeah.
West Virginia, man. It's a drive-through. Just keep on going.
We stayed there for a camping trip with my dad's buddy one time, and that's all I remember from West Virginia.
My family used to go to
Mountaineers games?
No. Gosh, no. I'll remember at some point. There's some falls there. Blackwater Falls. That's it. Blackwater Falls. We used to go to Blackwater Falls.
Is the water actually black?
Nope. Really, really pretty place, though. I remember very vaguely going to the cabins and stuff down there.
Nice.
Really just pretty mm-hmm. stuff. I think I want to take list down there at some point, up there.
Yeah.
At some point. West.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
No, I'm talking like states away, like North Carolina, surrounded by other states.
So Tennessee, Arkansas. Mm-mm. No.
No, Tennessee, nothing really for me there.
I like Tennessee.
Nashville doesn't. I would only live in Tennessee because they have no state income tax.
Yeah. Chattanooga. I've been to Chattanooga a lot of times. Chattanooga is a really cool city.
All right,
I would live in Chattanooga mainly because one of my best friends lives in Chattanooga. But Chattanooga.
So within two states, I'm gonna say just maybe Tennessee. Okay. It's the only stuff I would want to see. Truly, I've driven through Tennessee mostly the northeast corner, but never been to Nashville. Wouldn't mind going to, you know, either a Preds game or a Titans game, even like the Steelers were in town or something. Mm-hmm. That'd kind of be cool. But no, not a big honky tonk guy. At all. If there's one thing you know about me, not a honky-tonk guy.
Not a honky-tonk guy.
So, not for me.
For me, directly close by, I've been to a lot. One of my favorites nearby is Charleston. I love Charleston, South Carolina.
Also smells like a hot bag of garbage.
Yeah, but like Savannah. I just really
Charleston's a really pretty town, though.
Really enjoyed it. We've only been there once. Twice. We've been to Charleston twice. And ultimately, if I couldn't retire in Florida, I would retire to Charleston.
What a weird move.
But I have never been. I really want to go to, and I know you've been as the Outer Banks. Never been. I've always wanted to go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and just never had the
opportunity. Let's get a house, just you and me. Just go for a week.
I would. And because every time we go somewhere, it's just not the first option because it's a little bit further away. And so when we're thinking beach, we're thinking like, how quickly can I get there and how much time can I spend there?
Yeah.
So
Outer Banks is my personal favorite beach on the East Coast. So yeah. Just like, obviously Florida's nice for beaches. We've been to the Jacksonville beaches a few times. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Nice stuff. Down closer to Lakeland, Florida, you know, farther south between Jacksonville, Miami, mm-hmm. We've been down there, but it's still for me, not as nice as the Outer Banks. I'm a big fan of being there.
Excluding, I
like the area more than the beach itself.
Excluding like Myrtle Beach.
Not a Myrtle
Beach. It's technically South Carolina, but I mean, most North Carolina beaches aren't really overtly crowded. Mm-hmm. They're not super.
Because it's because
what's the word you would use? Industrialized. It's not super commercialized.
Commercialized, yes.
And that's what's not really super nice.
Touristy. Yeah. Like there are a lot of travelers, a lot of people who are a lot of people who live there though.
But they're renting houses. But, they're renting hotels. It's not like
condos. It's not it's not like little hotel rooms. It is a bunch of houses. Yeah, there are some hotels. Mostly, it is houses that are there for rent. A lot of people live there.
Yep.
And they know when people are going to be coming from out of town and everything, mm-hmm. but it's not bad. It never feels touristy. Mm-hmm. Like Myrtle Beach, tourist nightmare.
Yeah, I haven't been there so long.
I will not go there. I don't like it. Not for me. I don't need a boardwalk with a whole bunch of stuff to do.
Yep.
Give me a beach. Give me some drinks.
Yep.
And give me a nice place to sit.
Give me a couple of nice restaurants.
That's all I
that
want.
Aren't even like super fancy or
don't even
crazy.
Need that.
Yeah, give me
the
give
one
me a
Italian
nice
place we go to in Avon, North Carolina. It's just like a little brick building by a old Italian lady who's yelling in the back. Like it was some of the best food we had down there.
Yep.
You can't be, for me, you can't beat that stuff. I'm a very low key guy. I'm very, very simple. So I don't need all that stuff. I just want to relax and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm there for. Cool. I'm not there to go shop. I'm not there to go do this and that. Just want to be there.
Yeah.
Just want to be relaxed. Turn the phone off. At least turn the signal off so I'm not getting like any notifications or anything. I go full out whenever I'm on vacation mode. So.
All right. So next one. Let's stick in.
I like we're doing this by regions. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were gonna do. So we'll
stick. You probably told me about that before we started.
I think I said it in my brain and didn't and say verbally, but you're cutting the U.S. in half. Let's just say vertically, right there around the Dakotas, all the way down through Texas.
Yep.
We'll deem Texas West.
Sure.
And kind of that way. So we'll say the east side of the split U.S. Is there any on the east side? So, I mean, as far down as Florida, even down to like, I mean, God forbid Mississippi and Alabama wanting to go to those areas.
I have no interest in seeing any of those. I would really love to go to New Orleans
at
some point.
Yes, that's the really only like that's the only one in that area.
I've heard really good things about certain parts of Missouri, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they'll show me state. I don't know why it's called that. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, like, the Ozarks look really pretty.
Yes. Would love to go to Ozarks.
Not just because of the Netflix show, but because it looks like an awesome place.
Yeah. St. Louis is really cool. I've been multiple times.
Heard good things about what's the other place? Starts with a B. Bradford or Buford. Something. Some place in Missouri that's very popular with a lot of tourists and stuff. Hear great things about it. Kansas City. I love good barbecue.
Yeah.
I'd love to go there and try out some of that. So really, I think you almost drew the line
at
the Mississippi, but you went to the states that are west of the Mississippi to draw your line. But that's like, you know, Minnesota, Iowa,
I deal with Minnesota, trucks every day across the U.S. and I can't.
Missouri,
those states right
Arkansas,
there,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
I no interest in Arkansas. I'd like to spend more time in Minnesota. I think it'd be really cool to see some parts of Minnesota. Minnesota, as they say up there, land of 10,000 lakes. It's a lot of lakes. Whenever we were flying in, literally just a bunch of tiny lakes everywhere.
Yeah,
it was really cool. That trip, we went from Pittsburgh, short stop in Minneapolis Airport, gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah,
their new football stadium looks incredible. I'd love to see that. Then we went to San Francisco to fuel up, and then we flew 6 more hours to Hawaii.
Wow.
A lot of flying for a bunch of teenagers.
Yes. But,
yeah, that was...
Well, you guys are primed athletes. You guys...
Yeah. Some of us were. Some of us were. Some of us were not, but some of us definitely were. You know, drummers, you're carrying a 40-pound drum in some instances. That's a lot. It's not easy. I don't know if you've done it, but it ain't easy, man.
Back to travel.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, do I want to see Iowa? No.
Almost moved.
Would I like to
almost
go to,
moved
a,
to Iowa.
I remember that. Would I like to go to a Hawkeyes game, though? Yeah, because that looks really cool.
Yeah.
At their football stadium.
But it's not something like, I've got to do it.
No.
I've got to do it.
No.
If you happen to have the opportunity...
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, sure.
If I happen to, sure.
You're not going
to
go out of your way to
I think make Missouri. That. I think Missouri would be the only state out of those like five or six that I think would be cool to visit.
Yeah. For me, I've been to a good bit of those. Minnesota. We got to do the Mall of America, which honestly was cool.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they still have a theme park, but we got to do the theme park, which cool. we begged our dad for that. So we got to do that. That was a cool experience. The only other one really on the East Coast, and mainly because of, our friend telling us about it, another shout out to Ferns Bennett, but, I would really like to go to Buffalo, New York, especially in like the winter time.
Yeah.
Because they've got like the canals, ice skating and just, it's not the New York that I think of.
No.
Upstate New York. Different. I would love to visit upstate New York.
Yeah.
Just to try it out.
I want to go to the Wing Festival in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard so many good things about Buffalo Wings, and
I want to go to the homeland.
Yeah, I want them to prove it to me.
Yeah.
Why they have that name and why it's not New England Wings or Boston Wings.
It's Buffalo Wings, man.
It's Buffalo Wings. and then, you know, New Orleans, I think.
Boston's already got tea. Give Buffalo something.
New Orleans would be fun. I don't think
would
I
necessarily want to go like for
Mardi Gras
a big event like Mardi Gras.
No, no. Okay. I want to go, and me and my wife have talked about this, and it's one of the things that we were like on the fence about where we wanted to make a trip. We're here in the next couple of years, but if we went to Louisiana, New Orleans, it would be like we would do like stuff during the day. Like apparently, it's really big during the day for their food, and that's why we would go because that's our big thing when we go somewhere. We're looking for. Not the most popular food, but the most authentic to that area, and that's more of like mom and pop shop. So, that's our thing.
Love food.
Love food. Yeah. So, other than that, western side.
Yeah, let's head west. How about those like weird central states, what is known as the flyover states, including Tornado Alley in like you know Oklahoma and Kansas and all that. I personally, outside of seeing. The inevitable Tiger King Memorial that's going to be eventually held in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else I want to see in Oklahoma.
No, I lived there for multiple summers.
I totally blanked on
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, that's it. totally blanked on his name. That was a wild documentary. Yep. Right at the beginning of the pandemic, man. That almost brought the country back together.
There's really, he's out of jail.
Oh, boy.
Praise the Lord.
I don't think it's
all right for time. For time's sake, any other in the flyover states?
No, neither there's not. There's not a lot going on there. Nebraska, even
nope.
Like there's just nothing.
Nope.
South Dakota, North Dakota.
I've been to Fargo, North Dakota.
I'm really interested in Native American and Indigenous culture, so I would like to visit a reservation, for example, but I don't think it's like a thing that you do, so
I think it'd be frowned upon.
Yeah, so I'd rather leave them alone.
Yeah.
But I'd really like to learn more about them. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good area in those states because there are a lot of reservations. So that would be the one thing I would like to do there. Maybe if they have a museum or get you at least close to it so you can learn more about it. That's really the only thing I'd like to do out there. The next set of states is kind of like the Idaho, Colorado, Wyoming. I would love to go to like Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. I would love to visit Colorado, go to some of the mountains up there. Yeah. Not even just like Denver, but like the Boulder area. Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nice. I'm not a skier or a snowboarder or anything, so I have no interest in that stuff, but just seeing the scenery up that high, I think would be really, really
a lot fun. Of those states right there. And I don't even know what you deem that area. But the Montana, Wyoming, Idaho.
Montana would be cool to see. I don't know that I would want to spend any time there.
No.
Unless it was like for a specialty like hunting trip, like where one of those things where you spend X amount of money.
I want to be like, let's go vacation in Montana. No, but like
just go hang out for a while.
If the opportunity presented itself to be in there, I wouldn't say like, I'm not going there. Yeah. I think the only one on that list I would probably wouldn't really care much about is Wyoming. I don't think I really care much about Wyoming.
I think Yellowstone's in Wyoming. That's the only reason I would go.
Really?
It's the home of Josh Allen's college. You know, like your favorite player in
Yellowstone
the world.
Is with the president's faces.
Mm.
No?
No, that is Mount Rushmore. That is in one of the Dakotas.
South Dakota. I have been there. Okay. So I was totally off there, but
very off there. Yellowstone's a national park. It's known for the geysers.
Geysers.
Also, our good friend and sponsor, Marty Schultes, and his page, Fish Emissions, they
was born from a geyser.
No.
Okay.
He had a really awesome trip. Probably his best video, my favorite of his videos. They go to Yellowstone and do a fishing trip. I think it was him, his dad, our other buddy Corey, and someone else. I cannot remember their name. I apologize.
Oof.
But they had awesome footage, like really, really cool stuff. Go watch that if you get a chance, but I'm talking to you and our listeners.
Yeah.
The two of you that are listening. Thank you.
Not
our wives. It's really cool stuff there. So I really want to see Yellowstone.
Any other states over there?
New Mexico doesn't do much for me.
Pretty to drive through.
I really want to see the Grand Canyon, obviously down in Arizona and, see a few things like that. I don't really want to go to Nevada for anything. The Raider Stadium looks really cool. Most of my travel stuff is all involved
based
around
sports
stuff.
Yep.
I would love to see the Raiders' new stadium because it looks awesome. Yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing else in Nevada. I'm not a gambler, so I don't need to see Vegas. Yeah.
Been to Reno.
Reno, huh?
I've been to Reno.
Like Reno?
It's a cool city.
Yeah,
cool city.
Is it?
I mean, I wouldn't live there, but it's beautiful scenery. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Utah would be really cool for scenery. Mm-hmm. Got a buddy who lives out there now. He's not a fan of their alcohol laws and how difficult it is to get alcohol out there, but everything else, you know, seems really nice. Seems like a really, really nice place. Again, not somewhere I'd want to live,
but
it seems cool to visit for everything. I can't remember where it is, whether it's in Utah or what, but there's the Red Rock Amphitheater. I think I showed you a picture of this one time.
Pretty sure it's in Utah.
Gorgeous.
Pretty sure it's in Utah.
Really want to see that place. Go to a concert there. Something absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Naturally, pretty much just carved into the rock right there. Amphitheater where they have concerts and everything. It's underneath the open sky, pretty much. Gorgeous. Like really, really pretty. I'd love to see that at some point. But I've been to farther west. I've been to California. I really want to see the Pacific Northwest. I'd like to go to Seattle a lot.
Yep.
I'd love to see a game in Seattle's stadium. Want to go to see the Kraken play whenever they start up, because their new arena looks really cool, really unique. But I've always been kind of a fan of the area. It just looks really cool, really pretty. A lot of pine trees, obviously, a lot of precipitation, but still a really cool place. Totally different from anything I've ever been around. Oregon's gorgeous. You know, California, I'd really just want to see the places I haven't been. I haven't been to, like, San Francisco. I've only been to LAX, Burbank, Hollywood. So a lot of the touristy stuff doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
We got to go to a cool flea market out there. It was pretty neat. It was, like, huge flea market. Texas is – going back to Texas for a second, if you haven't been to San Antonio, awesome place.
Haven't been.
Awesome place, because they have an actual, like, legit Mexican market where a bunch of vendors come out and they just sell a whole bunch of different foods and drinks.
That's awesome.
Bought watermelon juice off of a lady. Went right through me, like, real quick. But, man, it tastes delicious. Nice. So there's some really, really cool stuff in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the coolest places. I'd love to see Austin.
Yeah.
Houston, too. Mm-hmm. Don't want to go to Dallas. No interest in going to Dallas. Another garbage town, but everything else, you know, out that way. Where were you in California?
Northern California.
See, so Northern California is another place I'd probably like to go.
I was an hour smack dab in the middle between Sacramento and Redding. So okay. I was in Chico. So an hour north of Sac an hour south of Redding. Redding is known for their Bethel Church, a.k.a. What some would deem a Christian cult. So Redding is very known for that.
It's like a mega church? Or
Bethel is, yeah, like an evangelist. I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't want to.
Is it like are they on TV? So is it televangelist? Or is
they're fairly large. They've got pretty popular music within the Christian culture, but have some just different ideologies that are a little bit strange.
Strong.
Yeah. And so I remember, you know, I'm, you know, pretty in tune with that stuff and all my faith, and remember moving up there and talking to, we had a couple kids that played on the lacrosse team and their parents would come down and I was like, oh yeah, Bethel's up there. And they're like, oh yeah. So they don't have a good connotation up there. But yeah, that Northern California was totally different because I got to spend some time in SoCal while I was coaching. And I'm not a huge fan of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Even like San Jose wasn't a super desirable place when I went.
I want to go to Santa Barbara because it feels like a place that's like more my speed.
Yeah.
It's not super big.
Yeah.
But like,
favorite cities that I went to was Santa Rosa,
okay,
which was about three hours away. Kind of near San Francisco.
Oh, it's closer to the bay.
Yeah, and beachy town, but not really beachy because they're not close to the beach. But it just was a super cool town. The
cool
high school we went to is a really nice high school. They had a really good,
a lot of really cool high schools out there.
Yeah,
every, like design wise.
Yeah, you know? Every design. Every most fields are turf, so they just are in tune with their high school athletics more than
they put a lot of money into it.
Yeah, well, and for everyone too.
Kids out there.
Yeah.
There's so many kids out there and they have so much going on.
Yeah. Like, well, like Pleasant Valley, the school that I coached at, they had a nice turf field because you had men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse, women's field hockey, men's and women's soccer. Their high school had a club, ultimate frisbee team.
Cool.
So there's things like that, that where so many people used it. And if it was actual like turf, like, grass. You know, grass turf, it would not hold up as well. Yeah, so
my high school had artificial turf as well.
Yeah. So, but I agree with you with all those statements that pretty much everything out west, there's not many. Like I think Portland, Seattle, Salt Lake City, those are my top three that I want like to go to. And I think I was telling you guys before this, but I think we're going to go to Salt Lake City for our trip this year. So that'd be cool. It'll be a little bit different, a little bit of a culture shock.
I think for me out west, my big three are Seattle. Talking United States, Seattle. I'd honestly like to see San Francisco a lot, mostly to see the Redwoods.
I got to spend one day in San Francisco.
And then probably Denver over. Yeah. I don't have a huge interest in Salt Lake City, but I'd probably rather see Denver. Yeah,
that's cool.
I think it'd be really cool to see some of that stuff. But then the only other two states, Alaska and Hawaii.
I would go to Alaska in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Seems like cool.
That's something cool I would try to make it out of my go out of my way to make.
I would
want to
do one of those cruises that are up there.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
Alaskan cruise. Yeah. I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Super cold, but really, really cool
no,
stuff.
Yeah, I think it would be a blast. And then I would go to Hawaii. I don't think it's ever been a desire man of like, I want to go to Hawaii, but I would go in a heartbeat if the opportunity arises.
I think you'd like Hawaii a lot.
So a little bit of time left. No limits. Entire world. There are so many places that I think we both would want to go, but if you just had to pick a couple, I know I have a
for
couple.
Me, I want to do a full Europe trip of the countries where mm-hmm. I know I have ancestry from.
Mm-hmm.
So my big ones for me, like just the ones I carry the most, are the Emerald Isle of England, Scotland, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to see those. Germany, for sure.
Yep, with you on that one.
Germany, Italy, I'd love to see Greece. I probably want to go to Slovakia just to see it, just because that's where another big portion of my family's
mm-hmm.
from. I also really, really, really want to go to Scandinavia
yeah.
and see, you know, Norway, Sweden, New Zealand.
Yes.
I think those are beautiful. Iceland is the other big mm-hmm. one. I think it's super underrated. I really want to see Iceland. Mm-hmm. Reykjavik is beautiful. It's
yeah.
the capital up there. Absolutely gorgeous. Every picture I see just makes it look like this. Honestly, it looks like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
It looks like it's something out of a movie, mm-hmm. and it's truly, truly beautiful. Seeing Denmark would kind of be cool. You know, Copenhagen, places like that. But most of my stuff is all sports related.
Yeah.
So I want to see a lot of this stuff because of you know, international soccer and like mm-hmm. seeing different teams and places. I'd also love to visit certain places in Africa.
Yeah.
Middle East, I'd love to see Israel. I'd love to see mm-hmm. I'd love to see certain parts of, you know, like India and
yeah.
Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah. There's just so much.
There's so many places.
And when you get fixated, it's tough. When you get fixated on like a general area like Europe, you're gonna pick all these main ones, but you're gonna forget about other ones and like, you know, I wanna go to Australia so bad, but not as bad as I want. Like Olivia doesn't – I don't think Olivia would ever go, but I want to go just to experience the culture shock. I want to go to Russia. I just want to experience Russia because I feel like it's so big.
It's massive.
And, like, this will segue a little bit into our next one where we're talking about bucket list items, but I think there's things in Russia – that on my bucket list, I could only do in Russia.
Yeah.
There's one that I know.
All right.
I know that it would probably only be easier to do in Russia than it would be in the U.S.
Kiss Vladimir Putin's ring.
Yes. Okay. So that's one.
Figured that was the big one for
so,
you.
But, I mean, the big ones for me, like I said, Russia. We want to go to Switzerland so bad.
Oh, Switzerland's the other big one.
So bad. Germany, Israel. We talked about going to Japan.
Japan would be interesting.
I think it'd be really fun. Me and Olivia even talked about doing mission stuff in India. We mm-hmm. we started to dive into learning more on a regular basis about their culture before we just did it without having an idea. So we learned a good bit more about India in the past month than I
cool.
think I would ever have known about India. So that's been cool. And just South America. I mean, there's just so many different places in South America, like
yeah.
Brazil, Chile.
I'd like to go to Rio. I'd like to go to Chile. I'd like to see Argentina.
Mm-hmm. There's just so many
places to go.
Yeah. And ultimately, like it's a downer of a thought to think of like, ultimately I won't get to see all these places.
Nope.
So that's why it's tough picking and choosing.
Yeah.
And then it's tough. Cause like we think of all these great things in Pennsylvania or North Carolina or whatever the case may be. I'm not going to look at Greece and go, what's that kind of, you know, not super popular area?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to and like, I think it'd be so cool. It'd be tough, but I think it'd be so cool to go to any country that you decide to go to and just find like the casual
stuff.
Well, like
that's the neat thing, especially about Italy. I know where my family's from.
Yeah.
I know what village they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I could go there.
Yeah.
And I still have distant cousins over there, mm-hmm. one of which I'm connected to on Facebook. Like, that is something I could plan and mm-hmm. do that. It's not a big
and that
area.
Would be so much
it's
more
not
fun.
Touristy. It's mm-hmm. not big. There's nothing going on yeah. there.
This German family we met
so cool.
on our honeymoon, they're like, come to Germany, and we're not going to take you to all the touristy stuff. No. We live 2 hours out of Frankfurt or whatever. We'll come pick you up from the airport. You can stay with us. We'll take you to all the stuff that you want to go do.
Wow.
And so
that's awesome.
We still need it. We are friends on Facebook with him, his wife, his kids, follow their kids on social media. They, you know, the opportunities are there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting there. But right now with COVID, it's tough. It's yeah, tough COVID going overseas.
Money.
yeah. money. I mean, it's just a lot of things that play into it, yeah. but those are our
I know money. She and I think eventually want to take like a big like Mediterranean cruise type mm-hmm. trip where we hit a bunch of the countries and stuff.
Cruising
even some places in Northern Africa. I want to see the pyramids so bad.
Oh, me and Olivia talked about Egypt for a long
so
time.
So incredible.
Yep.
Ugh.
It's just there's just so
the
much.
The fact that that's
there's
all
just so much.
Made and it's just
there's
huge.
Just so much and it's
there's so many things, man.
Cruising
so things.
Cruising is where it's at. I'm trying.
That's
I'm trying,
what I hear.
I'm trying to get Olivia to do it.
Sounds like a cesspool of just germs and grossness, but at the same time, sounds like a blast.
Okay. All you can eat food. It's just. Right up your
You have me at all you can eat food. I know that was like the last thing you said. That's where you had me.
All right. Travel. Fun times.
Good stuff.
Big
go
biz,
where you
keep
can.
On turning. I think that's the song I was trying to think of. Into bucket list for the next
yeah.
one.